Absolutely.
That's what our founding fathers wanted.
Yeah. Amen.
I better shut up now.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let there be a rally of that. Yeah. You know? You made a decision.
Follow Jesus.
You made a decision. That's right. It's decision time. I think it's decision time in the good old U.S. of A. I think it obviously is. You know? It's decision time. It's decision time for those who walk in darkness to see a good light. It's decision time for those who keep a shade over their light. You know? To arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon this place. For people to return to the Lord. 4 years ago, people lost their minds. They were led by a delusion to believe a lie that somehow it was more desirable to have someone who can't complete a sentence and who would decide that we need to make sure that if we do one thing in this country, we need to kill babies. And just so you know, I was told that they had a petition so that they would be voted on by the South Dakota people to make sure that abortion got into our Constitution. So we want to pray for, if that happened, we want to pray for people to have their eyes open and read what they're voting on and to just vote no to no to no. Because we don't want that. We want a hedge about our state. We live in paradise. We want it to stay that way. You know? And we want to be a light that isn't hiding, but a light that's just going out. Right? Jesus said in John 15, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If the world hates you, so what? Even if the world says that it loves you, it don't care much about you. You know. If you conform and cower and just sit idly by and you don't say anything, they might ignore you. If you take a stand, you'll be known. But in the midst of things, stand. Fear not. Fear not. For God is with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? It's decision time. Will we step out or step back? You won't step back. You can't step back. We pray for the Holy Spirit to just give us unction to stand up. To just stand up. Because people need somebody that's going to stand. Remember? Yes. They're looking for somebody that knows the way out. Don't cower in the corner of the cave. You know? Somebody comes by that has a light, follow them. Follow the leader, Jesus. Ask the Lord to help you to have discernment. To open doors, to make a way. Yeah. We honor the people who fought and died for our country on this Memorial Weekend. We thank those who didn't die for coming back. Right, Bob? Yeah. Amen. We're glad about that. But we want to be thankful. People made a decision, you know, maybe it didn't start to be just their decision, but actually the war that set this up, people lied to be able to get into the military to go fight because they had a sense of right. They had a desire for this. I do. I remember when I was drafted and I would have gone to Vietnam if they'd have sent me to Vietnam, and I can remember, of course, I wasn't sober, but being on a bus and saying, this country gave me 18 years, I'll give my life for this country. You know? Whoa, we are brainwashed a bunch. But you know what? That's what we need to be. I'll be 71 here pretty soon, and you can bet I'd fight if they take me. Maybe better now than then. You can bet that I'll fight wherever I have to fight for what's right. Fight for the right, you know? Because that's what we need. Our country needs to be Holy Ghost-led, fighting for what's right. Because what's right is right. You know? It just is. And if you don't have a right, then you've got a mess. And if you bow down, if you back up because you're afraid to offend someone, then you just loose them to go ahead and do that. Jesus went to the temple, and when they would knock him and mock him, he said, "You are whitewashed tombs. You look good on the outside, but inside, you're awful." You know, people do not know, because the devil sends a delusion that people will believe a lie. Every single person has been chosen. There's two captains. There's a captain of the host who is Jesus. And there's the devil who's the captain of the other hosts. And they've both chosen us. And we decide which team we're going to play on. There isn't a neutral team. We choose who will go for us. So the devil promises to lie, cheat, kill, and destroy. He promises to shade us from the truth and keep us from knowing anything and mock us and deride us and just guilt us when we do it. And then we have Jesus, who promises to love and to forgive, promises to lead, protect, provide. We got two captains who are choosing us, and we can go to any team we want. You ever watch little kids when they used to, they don't even let little kids choose anymore, you know. The teacher has to pick it out so they can make it fair. Craziest thing I ever saw. Yeah, you just number them, and then if the numbers don't come out right, then you kind of even up the sides. If you have a captain picking, all the kids will know which team they want to be in. They like this captain. I want to be on that team. I want to be with my friend, and I want this, and I want that. You know? But we've got the King of Kings, full of mercy and grace. He said, "I choose you. You are chosen. You are preferred. You are loved. You really are. And so you can just step over and just be on that team." Moses once said, "Who's on the Lord's side? Get over here." And a bunch of them got over there because they were on the Lord's side. And a bunch of them didn't bother, and they died. The devil kept them on the wrong side. We've all been on the wrong side. The devil is such a good liar and so good at delusions that we never realized that we were on his side. And if somehow we managed to get the news about that, then he would talk us into making jokes about it. You know, that's where I belong. You know, but so what? If you see the light, walk in the light. Doesn't matter what we were. That Don Francisco song says, if Satan the deceiver comes whispering in your ear, you tell him you've been delivered. He's got no business here. Because it doesn't matter what you've done. It matters what you'll be. It matters what you'll be. And so there are a lot of people who have been deceived and deluded, and they've been misled by leaders that were deceived and deluded. and convince people that the darkness that they were leaning toward was the best thing that they could do. And now, you'd have to be unconscious to not know that you made a mistake. They would have to just be right proud of it. But we need to pray for freedom. We need to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Because there's peace within his presence. Speak Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus from the streets. Jesus for my family. I speak your holy name. Because your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Without Jesus, there isn't life. And everybody who knows Jesus knows that's the truth. And those who are afraid to stand need a hand. They need a hand up. Decision time. Joshua said, and, you know, Joshua said to the people, choose this day who you're going to serve. And then he boldly said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It's important. It isn't just a Sunday time filler. If it was a Sunday time filler, then a lot of people would fill their time that way. It's a life. It's a way of life. And if we know that it's a way of life, then we need to decide to reveal that it is life. It's the best thing. It's the thing so that the Lord can reveal his goodness in our lives. That he can supply our every need according to his riches and glory. That he wants to show the world, then he wants people who are willing to show the world. You see the things of the old carnival barkers, you know, and they'd say, who wants this? You know, sometimes they'd have to have a person in the crowd, you sir, come on up here, sir, you know. They'd already talked about it. They'd already had it established. And then between the two of them, they could con more people into it. Well, We're not dealing with a con here. We're dealing with the truth. I mean, how can people see so obviously, you know? I mean, it's on full display. Darkness is not only being exposed, but it's being elevated. Like we talked earlier, how possibly could we have come to a place where the United States, that was a city sitting on a hill, is now a joke in the world? It is now recognized as the largest purveyor of things that shouldn't be purveyed, where it used to be, and actually still is, the largest purveyor of the gospel to the world. That's the only thing that keeps us at least listing on our side and not sinking to the bottom. But God has given us the opportunity. Given us the opportunity to stand. Given us the opportunity to fight for our nation. Pray, oh my, yes, we must pray. We must pray. But we must open our mouths too. When it ain't right, it ain't right. And when it ain't right, somebody needs to make it right. You know? That's just, you know, from the smallest things to the greatest things, just a little turn to the right makes a difference. My doctor son-in-law came and helped me. And we have lights on the boat. We got everything going. And this morning I went out to check the boat. And I discovered that I had left the key on the boat. And obviously the battery was dead. And I came and I reported to the doctor. I said, "Doctor, guess what I did? I left the key on." He said, "But I shut the battery off." Love that boy. And sure enough, the battery was off. I had gotten the battery charger. I had put the battery charger on the battery. I put it on fast charge. It wasn't taking a lot of charge. I checked the voltage. It was 15. But it was dead. No, it wasn't. There had been a rescue. People need to be rescued. It was good news. I went skipping, dancing, to go out and to see that indefinitely, because that was what I knew I always needed to do, was shut off that battery, but I hadn't been the one. But he knew. He knew. He tried to almost take the blame. He said, "Oh, I thought I shut the battery off." It all came back to me then. Yeah. Off. You can do anything you want with the key if you don't have a battery. I couldn't ruin it. Just a simple thing like that. Simple. A simple thing. A simple word. A simple redirection. A simple shining of the light. You know? Or he could have snuck out after I told him. He could have snuck out and checked everything out. He could have. And just let me go on in the darkness. But he didn't. Cannot let people go on in the darkness. We can't be fearful. We can't back up. It's not okay. It's not okay for people to choose darkness. If they want to choose it again after they've been exposed to it, there's nothing we can do about it. But it's not okay to not redirect them. It's not okay to not say what's right. It just isn't to anyone. If it's not right, it's not right. There's decisions to be made. Every day we have decisions. Jesus led us in the advanced course in making decisions. Choose life. Choose light. Who's on the Lord's side? Elijah said, "Hey, if you want to serve Baal, serve Baal. If you want to serve God, serve God." And they stood and watched. And the Baals put on an impressive display. Cutting themselves even. They were dedicated. Elijah said, "Yell louder, maybe he's on the toilet." Something. Are you done yet? Dig a trench, put water in the trench, pour water on the wood, do everything. Let's get it all together. And then he called and he said, "Lord." And the Lord burned it up. And all those people that have been watching, oh, they chose Elijah's side. It was a good idea, too, because then Elijah killed all the prophets of Baal. I know that seems a little rash. I don't know that God will call us to do that to fix people's attitudes. But we need to kill the spirit. We need to kill that spirit that is controlling and deceiving and lying. and keeping people from the truth. So it's decision time. Some people decided to mock and hate soldiers when they came home from war. Something wrong with that, isn't there? Anybody knows better than that. But a lot of people just got caught up in the crowds, like we've got people nowadays caught up in the crowds, cheering for Jesus. Oh, wait a minute, crucify him. Whose side are we on? Be so strongly on the side of the Lord that there's no hesitation, so that the truth just comes out. And Jesus said, look, if they hate you, they hated me before they hated you. But you know what? If 10,000 hate you for telling the truth, and just one loves you for setting them free, that's a victory. That's a victory. And our victory is in Jesus. So make up your minds. Let's make up our minds that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And that all those that rise up against us will, they'll fall. And we will not fear when the terror comes near, because we're servants of God. There's no victory in just going to church. Be a servant of God. Be ready, because you were born for such a time as this. What joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Because just the way that the people that we honor this weekend fought. They fought. They fought for their lives and they fought for other lives. We're fighting for lives in the name of Jesus. We're fighting for souls in the name of Jesus. Every prayer you pray, God hears. Every word you say, God hears. So be prepared at every opportunity to defend the hope that's in you. Boom! Right? All right. So we have decided to follow Jesus. We have decided to follow Jesus openly and excitedly and with great anticipation of great victory. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. One can turn 1,000 to 10,000. This little group can just wreak havoc in the darkness. Thank you, Lord, for the light. In Jesus' name, amen? Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.